the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Thursday, January the 11th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. Immigration ICE agents raid 7-Eleven stores on the hunt for undocumented immigrants. Also on the rundown, New York City files suit against fossil fuel companies for climate change damages, the U.S. Senate to take up a bill to restore net neutrality, and public lands advocates speak out after the Bundy release. Topping our news, federal immigration agents targeted nearly 100 7-Eleven stores across the nation for audits and inspections on Wednesday. The LA Times reporting the move comes as the Trump administration is ramping up workplace raids to punish employers hiring people who are in the country illegally. In all, 21 people were arrested on suspicion of being in the U.S. illegally. Meantime, immigration lawyers in Minnesota have been fielding anxious calls from dozens of Salvadorans, many of whom have U.S. citizen children.
The Trump administration ruled Salvadorans on TPS have until September 2019 to find a legal way to stay or else return to El Salvador. Mitchell Hamlin law professor Ana Potratz Acosta has clients whose families in El Salvador warn them not to come back. Acosta is urging them to get legal help. She predicts some will go back, but more will stay.
People who have been out of the shadows, working legally, paying taxes, contributing to the economy for 17 years, are now going to be forced into the shadows and forced to live a life as an undocumented person.
El Salvador has the world's second highest homicide rate, according to the United Nations. I'm Laurie Stern.
And New York City has filed a lawsuit against five major oil companies for damages related to climate change. Andrea Sears reports.
Mayor Bill de Blasio says the companies intentionally misled the public to protect their profits, and now they need to shoulder the cost of making the city safer. Following the devastation of Superstorm Sandy, the city is engaged in a $20 billion program to increase resiliency to rising sea levels, more powerful storms, and rising temperatures. Dan Shirell with New Yorker News says the lawsuit is the latest in a string of suits filed across the country over the industry's role in climate change.
The concept of fossil fuel company accountability for the hidden costs of their massive carbon emissions is extremely powerful. And New Yorker News thinks we need to be applying it systematically across the board and not just lawsuit by lawsuit.
Responding to the suit, a spokesperson for Royal Dutch Shell told the Associated Press that climate change is a complex issue that should not be addressed by the courts.
De Blasio announced Wednesday the city's pension fund will divest from fossil fuels, withdrawing about $5 billion. Critics of the Trump administration decision to exclude Florida from its offshore drilling plan say it has little to do with protecting the state's environment. Tremel Gomes reports they say it has more to do with Governor Rick Scott's political ambitions.
The Republican governor is close friends with President Trump, so it was rare to see Scott criticize the administration's drilling expansion plans. Susan Glickman, Florida director of the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy, says things looked a little too orchestrated when Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke traveled to Tallahassee to deliver the news to Scott that Florida would be removed from consideration.
Given that President Trump has been strongly encouraging Governor Scott to run against Senator Bill Nelson, it looks like a political play to make Rick Scott look like some sort of a hero.
Scott is term limited this year and is widely expected to run against Senator Nelson, a longtime opponent of drilling. On Wednesday, Nelson filed a bill to permanently ban drilling off Florida's coast, saying he's skeptical of federal assurances the state would be exempt from the new drilling plan.
And a U.S. Senate bill that would reverse a recent FCC decision to roll back net neutrality now has more than 30 co-sponsors. That means it will get a floor vote. Senator Ed Markey, a Massachusetts Democrat, is leading the effort to use the Congressional Review Act to block the FCC's move to roll back open internet protections. Evan Greer with the group Fight for the Future says under the Congressional Review Act, the bill only needs a simple majority to pass in both houses.
More than 75% of Republican voters oppose the FCC's move to get rid of net neutrality, don't want their cable companies controlling what they see and do on the internet. It's a moment of reckoning for lawmakers.
Greer thinks the bill represents the best legislative option to restore protections because once it's signed into law, it would prohibit the FCC from trying another net neutrality rollback in the future. And finally, Suzanne Potter tells us supporters of Nevada's public lands say they're outraged a judge declared a mistrial and freed rancher Cliven Bundy this week.
Bundy was accused of ordering an armed standoff in 2014 with federal agents sent to remove his cattle from federal land after he defaulted on millions in grazing fees. Two of his sons also beat charges related to the armed seizure of a federal wildlife refuge in Oregon that turned violent. Maria Teresa Lieberman with Battleborn Progress says this only emboldens those who break the law and threaten public lands.
Twice they have decided to attack our federal public lands, attack the folks that are simply trying to do their job to protect them, and they got off scot-free, and it's not right. They are domestic terrorists, and they should have been held accountable.
By the way, 2 years ago, the Nevada State Senate approved a non-binding resolution supporting the transfer of public lands to the state, but then the Republicans lost their majority, and the idea lost traction. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.